Halloween by the Shags. 1969, I think. It's Halloween, it's time for ween, it's time for scares, it's time for screams. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. The ghosts will spook, the spooks will scare. Why, even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun, not just for one, but for everyone. The jack-o'-lanterns are all lit up, all the dummies are made and stuffed. By just looking, you will see, it's this time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. There doesn't seem to be a cloud in their way. But when it's over and they've had all their fun, they'll wish that Halloween had just begun. Oh, there are witches, goblins, vampires, devils, Frankensteins, and zombies. And there are tramps, Cinderellas, pirates, angels, and gypsies. So let's have lots of fun and give them many cheers, for Halloween comes but once a year. It's time for games, it's time for fun, not just for one, but for everyone. It's Halloween, it's Halloween, it's Halloween, it's Halloween. It's Halloween. This is a song that was written in the 1930s, and it's called The Boogeyman. Boo, I'm the boogeyman, the terrible, horrible boogeyman. Crawl through the ceilings and the walls and call on bad little girls like you. Beware, better have a care, I'm going to follow you everywhere. I crawl through the ceilings and the walls and call on bad little girls like you. You on the spot. Boo, I'm the boogeyman, the terrible, horrible boogeyman. I crawl through the ceilings and the walls and call on bad little girls like you. Johnston.
Oh, yeah.
Called Casper the Friendly Ghost. He was smiling through his own personal hell. He dropped his last dime in a wishing well, but he got too close and then he fell. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. He was always polite to the people who tell him that he was nothing but a lazy bum, but goodbye to them, he had to go. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. Librarian said, but every Everybody respects the dead. They love the friendly ghost. Never burned a saint, love is forever. Thank you, Casper the friendly ghost. Thank you, Casper the friendly ghost. Written in the 50s by Tom Lehrer. And it's called I Hold Your Hand in Mine.
We have a real live astronaut in our company.
I don't really do the salute. That only felt like the thing to do, but I'm not going to do it.
Seen
reverse.
Yeah. Unison in it.
Oh, wait, no, I think it's this way.
No.
Isn't the weird one you go second? The last one?
Yeah,
I
but this one, she starts.
Oh,
so
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah,
will
we give us a meter?
It'll be one. Are you one?
Well, let's do it in unison first. And
yeah,
then
but,
go
but then we'll know what
and
to
I'll
do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll start. Now you all know too.
You have to
just a little bit of the magic.
You also have to pass for this one, right?
G. Remind me again. Is it A?
Sharp.
A G sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
A G sharp.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Keyboard.
Death is a long, long sleep. Sleep is a short, short death that lessens but does not end life's grief. Death is a long sleep.
Death is a long, long sleep.
Death is a
long.
Sleep is a short, short death that lessens but does not end life's grief. Sleep is a short, short death that lessens but does not end life's grief. Sleep is a short, short death that lessens but does not end life's grief. Death is a long. Under this stone lies Gabriel John, in the year of our Lord 1001. Cover his head with turf or stone, tis all one, with turf or stone, tis all one. Pray for the soul of gentle John, if you please, you may, or let it alone, tis all one. Under this stone lies Gabriel John, in the year of our Lord 1001. Cover his head with turf or stone, tis all one, tis all one, with turf or stone, tis all one. Pray for the soul lies Gabriel John, in the year of our Lord 1001. Under this stone lies Gabriel John, in the year of our Lord.
cadavers, cadavers, everywhere cadavers, 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 everywhere cadavers, 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 everywhere cadavers, lying all about. Their clothing is in disarray, their teeth are falling out, discoloring and decaying, they cannot pull their weight. They block the path of passers-by until they desiccate. Faces sunken hollow, forward in a slump, sandwiched in the wallboards, hidden in the dump. Face down in a puddle, spoiling in the sun, exuding hideous odors, offending everyone. Cadavers, cadavers, set them out to dry. Take the head with pitch and put a penny in its eye. Tie it to a fender and drag it all around. Tell it that it ought to have been buried in the ground. Insult them and degrade them, they will not protest, except with quiet gurglings arising from the chest. Kicked aside and picked on by ordinary folks, employed by student doctors in ungodly practical jokes. Where signs of life are present, cadavers are as well. It's no use trying to look away or hiding from the smell. Where once beloved people were, cadavers are instead. It falls upon the living to live among the dead. The fluids that they're leaving will trickle by and by, and overnight contaminate the drinking water supply. Floating down the rivers, strewn along the banks, we'll share in their diseases, we'll join them in their ranks. Cadavers, cadavers, everywhere cadavers. Cadavers, cadavers, everywhere cadavers, cadavers, cadavers. Very old Scottish ballad called Lambkin, or Long Lambkin. Some things that you should know, it's not in the song. Long Lambkin was a mason, and the story goes that he worked on a lord's castle, and the lord refused to pay him. And so he set out to exact his revenge. Said my lord to my lady, as he mounted his horse, beware a long lambkin that lives in the moss. Said my lord to the lady, as he rode away, beware a long lambkin that lives in the hay. Let the doors be all bolted, and the windows all pinned, and leave not a hole for a mouse to creep in. So he kissed his fair lady, and he rode away, and he was in fair London town before the break of day. So the doors was all bolted, and the windows all pinned, except one little window where Lambkin crept in. "Where's the lord of this house?" said Long Lambkin. "He's asleep in his cradle," said the false nurse to him. We'll prick him all over with a pin, and that'll make me lady to come down to him." So they pricked him all over with a pin. And the nurse held the basin for the blood to flow in. "Oh, nurse, how you slumber. Oh, nurse, how you sleep. You leave my little son Johnson to cry and to weep. I've tried him with apples. I've tried him with a pear. Come down, my fair lady, and rock him in your chair." My lady came down, she was thinking no harm. Long Lambkin stood ready to catch her in his arm. "There's blood in the kitchen, there's blood in the hall. There's blood in the parlor where my lady did fall. Oh master, don't put the blame on me. 'Twas the false nurse and Lambkin that killed your poor lady." Long Lambkin was hung on a gibbet so high, and the false nurse was burned in a fire close by. This next song appears to be a product of the song poem companies. If any of you know about them, there were these companies that would advertise in magazines saying, "Send us your poem and $200 and we'll turn it into a song and send you some records." So people would send it in, a bunch of people would look at the poem, they'd figure out what sort of genre to make it, and then they'd record a record in, you know, 45 minutes or an hour, and then send a bunch of records back to the customer and say, "You show great promise in the music industry." So, but this institution is very interesting because you have these collaborations between strangers, the people who wrote the poems and the people who did the music. Oh, and there's a wonderful documentary about it you could look at. It's probably on YouTube called Off the Charts, about the Song Poem Companies. Well, this is one such record, a song called Vampire Husband.
You promised to never hurt a hair on my head, but you are strictly, strictly from the dead. Please, vampire husband, don't make love to me, 'cause I'm afraid of you. Try to reach your goal. Your eyes, but your love saves me from evil and protects my life. You never hurt me as I think you will. So vampire husband, love on, love on if you will.
Mm-hmm.
my eye. Well, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Well, it was early on Sunday morning when I woke up from a dream. My heart was pounding, my hands were trembling from the frightful sight I'd seen. I dreamt my father appeared before me. He had risen from the grave. He was the pitiful and lonely specter of a life that could not be saved. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Well, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. In the dream, my father told me that a part of me must die so that it might be with him in spirit to help him in the afterlife. You can imagine that all I wanted was only to go back to sleep. And yet I knew that I must rise up and obey the terrible decree. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. I took a wand in my bathroom and opened the window shades. I walked outdoors in my bathrobe into the cool of the autumn day. I walked outside to the tool shed and opened up the drawer, and I removed the deadly instrument to do the deadly deed. Well, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Well, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. And then I wrapped a linen bandage across the eye that would never see again. And then I brought in my Sunday paper and then went back to bed. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. Oh, let me tell you the dreadful story of how I poked out my eye. My
this next song was written in the 1960s by a wrestler, and in it he's teaching you a dance. The name of the dance is the Crusher. How many of you know how to do the Crusher?
Nope.
Well, I'm going to tell you all about it.
Come on, you turkey necks.
gotta do the crusher. And if you don't learn it now, I'm gonna get you in the ring. First you take your fist and you put it on your waist. Then you squeeze your partner's head. Turkey's blue in your face. Dunk on your turkey necks. Everybody's doing it. Now gals, stand behind your bow. But you're gonna do the Heimlich maneuver. Then you squeeze his ribcage like a boa constrictor. Everybody doing it. Do the crusher. Adkins, who was sort of a one-man band. He played an electric guitar, but he also had a bass drum with a pedal and some percussion on it strapped to his knee. And this is a song that he wrote then. It's called No More Hot Dogs. One, two, one, two, three, four. Well, I wanna put your head on my wall, just like I told you, baby. You can't talk no more, can't talk no more. I'll eat no more hot dogs. I'm gonna put your head and put it on my wall. Now, baby, don't you be afraid, cause you don't wanna eat. Not today, I wanna put your head on my wall. Then you can't eat no more hot dogs, oh yeah. Come on, baby, don't be late. I want that head and I want it tonight. Cut your head off at 8:30. Have it on my wall about 10:30. Yeah, come on, baby, I want that head. Come on, baby, I want that head. I want your head hanging on my wall tonight. Now, baby, don't you be afraid. Because I'm going to cut your head off. Wow. 8:30. Just like I said. Gonna cut your head off. I need it on my wall. And you came no more. Sometime in the early 80s,
yeah.
By the Specials, Ghost Town.
Yes!
Okay, here we go. One, two,
thank you.
you about some years ago. I was at Mass and I heard Father Shaw at St. Patrick's in Athens give a sermon about Halloween and its history, which was very interesting. He was kind of a history buff. You know, he begins by saying, I heard a radio evangelist, and he said, oh, Halloween, it's a satanic holiday. Ugh! And then Father Shaw said, or worse, Catholic. So we're going to do a song that was it's called Thing with a Hook. It was written in, is this written in the 80s or the 90s?
80s or, no, actually it came out in the 90s, well, maybe early 90s.
Yeah.
By half Japanese.
By half Japanese.
Nice.
And if you know, it's a song.
Girl.
I did a show on Friday down in Jersey City, and there were some kids in the audience, and one of them was five. And I showed some film strips, and I sang some songs. And then in between, he said out loud in the theater, "Why all this death?" I didn't think of myself as having that much of a negative attitude, but I explained to him, well, even though it's not Halloween, it's almost Halloween, so that's why. And I think that satisfied him, but there's no way to know. All the nicer songs were at the end when it was past his bedtime.
Oh, gosh. Well, what'll it be? What'll we do? Good for Halloween.
You didn't do the Alice Cooper preamble.
Jimmy
no,
Carter.
I didn't.
Well, maybe I'll do that. You know, we almost did an Alice Cooper song called The Black Widow.
Now, the thing about this song, if you hear it on a record, when did it come out? Maybe 1972. And Alice Cooper got Vincent Price to record a spoken introduction to the song. Which he did. Well, I heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, that Vincent Price wasn't too happy that Alice Cooper didn't credit him on the record. But you can tell it's him, and not even an imitator. But I'll leave you with not the song, but the introduction, which is better than the song. Setting is he's giving a sort of tour in the Natural History Museum. Please don't touch the displays, little boy. It's so cute. Moving to the next aisle, we have the Arachnida, the spiders, our finest collection. This friendly little devil is the Heptophilidae, unfortunately harmless. Next to him, the nasty Lycoceraptoria. His tiny fangs cause creeping ulcerations of the skin. And here, my prize, the Black Widow. Isn't she lovely? And so deadly. Her kiss is 15 times as poisonous as that of the rattlesnake. You see, her venom is highly neurotoxic, which is to say that it attacks the central nervous system, causing intense pain, profuse sweating, even death. You know, I think what I love the most about her is her inborn need to dominate, possess. In fact, immediately after the consummation of her marriage to the smaller and weaker male of the species, she kills and eats him. Oh, she is delicious. And I hope he was. Such power and dignity unhampered by sentiment. If I may put forward a slice of personal philosophy, I feel that man has ruled this planet as a stumbling, demented child king long enough. And my precious Black Widow shall rise as his most fitting successor. Good night.